Welcome to the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast, your weekly dose of accounting and tax tips specific to small business owners. You will be on your way to growing your business and paying the least amount in taxes as legally possible. Here's your host, Mike Jezoshek, CPA.
Today, we're going to be talking about the myths behind hiring your children in your business. And we often get this so much when we talk about this topic of hiring your kids in your business. We often get these ideas and these things that people hear around the internet, around TikTok, some of it very false and some of it true. And so our goal today is to debunk or go through some of those myths that are heard. But before we do that, I just want to go through this strategy in general. What is the strategy? And we did an episode back in November. It was called The Untold Benefits of Hiring Your Kids in Your Business. So if you want to hear about this strategy of hiring your kids in your business, check out that previous episode, our previous YouTube video. Go to TaxSavingsTV.com for YouTube videos or TaxSavingsPodcast.com for a podcast. So I just want to revisit this strategy. And basically it says IDEA, then this is for mainly for kids under 18, but you can get a business deduction for hiring your kids in your business for expenses and things that you might already be doing, but you can get a business deduction your kids potentially pay no income taxes on it. And this is really the core idea and concept that we talk about when we talk about moving after-tax spending into pre-tax spending. And so as parents, we're always supporting our children, whether we're sending them to basketball camps, they're going to amusement parks with friends, and we're supporting that, or whatever it might be, we're always supporting our children, but typically we're using after-tax dollars for that. And so this concept of hiring our kids is, one, how can we get our kids involved in our business and this idea of generating money for a living? But then also, how can we take advantage of moving the spending that we're going to do no matter what, but now get a business deduction for it and our kids potentially pay no income taxes on it. So that's the kind of general thought of this strategy. Now, if your business is operating as a sole proprietorship or even a partnership with both or with all owners or parents of that child, you do not have to withhold for FICA or federal unemployment if they're under the age 18. And so this is a beautiful opportunity where you can pay them. You don't have to withhold for Social Security and Medicare, federal unemployment if they're under 18. Again, this would be if you're operating as a sole proprietorship or a partnership with where both owners of that partnership are the parents of the child. And the other cool thing is that no one pays taxes on W-2 income under the standard deduction. So if you earn under the standard deduction, you do not have to pay taxes on that income. And so the standard deduction in 2024 is $14,600 for a single individual. So that means that if we hire our kids, let's say out of a sole proprietorship, and we pay them over the course of the year $10,000, we don't have to withhold FICA taxes, Social Security, Medicare on that income. We don't have to do federal unemployment, and we're still under the federal deduction, so they're going to pay no income taxes on that. This is a beautiful situation. We just got a business deduction, and our kids don't have to pay any income taxes for that. Now, that basketball camp they want to go to, they can pay for using these funds that we paid for them. That amusement park they want to go to, they can go to that amusement park with these funds. And so it is the simple, easiest process of going from moving after-tax spending into pre-tax spending. And I think that anybody with children should at some point, some way, be hiring their children within their business. Now, there's some things we're going to be talking about, what you have to be careful, what you have to do to dot your I's and cross your T's on the strategy that we always talk about. But that's kind of the core concept. Now, let's go into some of the details. First off, we typically recommend your child to be 7 or older. Now, that's not a requirement, but that's just something that there is case law that supports that being approved of a child at least 7 years old. So if you go younger, that's fine. Just make sure that the work makes sense for what they're doing. Most often, if they're under 7, it's going to be some form of social media, like where you're taking pictures of them or something within your business. And usually it's not as big of a payout. So typically 7 or older is kind of one area. They have to be paid a reasonable wage for the work that they're doing and their experience. So let's say your 12-year-old's cutting lawn for your business. We can't pay them $150 an hour to cut lawn. We also can't pay them probably the same amount that we'd pay a landscaping company, because that landscaping company does this for a living. That's their business. So they're going to have a lot more experience and professionalism in it than a 12-year-old child. So we have to be paying them a reasonable wage for the work they're doing while also taking into consideration their experience. And your child has to be doing actual work in your business. You can't just say, oh, I'm just going to pay my child. They're not going to do any work. We're just going to pay them. Your child has to be doing actual work for your business. You have to pay to an account in your child's name, and at the end of the year, prepare a W-2 for that child. So that's kind of the details of it. Some documentation that kind of help support this or back it up is having a job description on file, an employment agreement with your child. Make sure you're tracking time, hours, what they're doing, when they're working, those types of things. Keep payment proof to prove that you paid that payment into an account in your child names, your child's name, as well as kind of keep some of those W-2 filings on file. So that's kind of the idea behind this concept. How can we move spending that we're going to do no matter what? As a parent, we're always going to be supporting our children in some way, somehow. But is there a way that we can get a business deduction for that support? And how can we also get our child involved in our business at a younger age, getting to know the business? Again, it's a way that you can potentially get a business deduction. Your kids pay no income taxes on that income. If you're paying them out as a sole proprietorship, you don't have to withhold for FICA taxes, Social Security, or Medicare, or federal unemployment. If they make total income is under the standard deduction, 2024, that's $14,600. They don't have to pay any income taxes on that income. Now, of course, there's some details. We want to make sure that they're 7 or older, generally stating we need to be paying them a reasonable wage for the type of work and experience that they have. They must be doing actual work, and we want to track that and paying to an account in their name, preparing a W-2 at year end, and all those good things. So that's kind of the core concept or idea behind this strategy. But let's start talking about some of the myths, because there's a lot of misinformation about this strategy out there. And I want to talk about those myths and then talk about what you need to be aware of when we're talking about that. So myth number one that we're going to talk about today is it is not legal to hire your own children, or hiring your children is a form of tax evasion. And that's simply not true. Directly on the IRS's website, and if you look at our previous episode and topic and blog post and video and everything else that we did on this, we sent a screenshot of it. But there is an actual piece on the IRS website that talks about hiring your children and not having to withhold FICA if you're paying out of a sole proprietorship. So this is directly in the IRS code. Now, as we always talk about, implementation and correct implementation is the key here, because we can hire our children and make it illegal. But we can also hire our children and make it legal. And so it's dotting our I's and crossing our T's. Making sure that we do this thing correctly is what makes it legal. So hiring your children is legal, and it's not a form of tax evasion. But if you do it incorrectly, if you don't dot your I's, if you don't cross your T's, you could potentially make it not illegal. You could potentially make it a not allowed deduction. But as long as you're doing things the right way, this is directly in the IRS code. It is time tested and proven across businesses across the country. So don't let that scare you away. But also just make sure that you're dotting your I's, you're doing your homework. What needs to be done to ensure that this strategy is bulletproof to you? And we talk about that in Tax Sound. We talk about that in everything that we do. Myth number two is that you don't have to pay your children a real wage. And we hear this all the time. Someone comes to us, they said, oh, my accountant said just write a check to them for $10,000 at the end of the year. And just worry about the details later. That's not how we hire our children. We have to be doing actual work for actual wage, for a wage that's reasonable for the work they're doing. We have to be tracking it. We have to be doing all of those actual things. So you need to be careful with this. Now, if you are just paying your child at the end of the year $10,000 and just a straight dollar amount, that is definitely going to be something that in the event of an audit would be challenged. So you got to be careful with that. Again, this is again part of that dotting our I's and crossing our T's. Your child has to be working for you. You have to be paying them a wage that is reasonable for the work they're doing, for the experience that they have. So make sure you're doing things correctly there. So myth number three, tax advantages are the only benefit to hiring your children. And this is one that frustrates me a little bit, because the tax benefit is huge. And obviously on our podcast and within Tax Sound, we are constantly talking about tax strategies and the benefits that we can do there. But that is not the only purpose of this strategy. When we hire our children at a young age, one, we're getting them used to this idea of, hey, I need to work. And after I do that work, then I get paid. And so it's this idea of working for a living. That is an invaluable lesson that we can teach our child at a young age and really create dedicated and hard workers. Two, as business owners, there's a lot of times where, like, more than likely, our kids are going to take over our business someday. Or our kids may have the opportunity to take over our business someday. And what better way to get them engulfed in our business at a young age, so that when that time comes, when they finish college or when they finish high school, and now it's time for them to take a deeper role into our business, wouldn't it be great for them to have 10 years, 8 years, 6 years of working in the company, under their belt, doing some of the day-to-day type tasks, those lower level tasks, before coming into maybe a management or an ownership type position when they're ready for it. So those are some reasons why I love hiring our kids for the tax benefit. Obviously, that's great. That's what we preach. That's what we talk about. But there are so many added benefits that sometimes outweigh that. And the other thing that we talk to a lot of people is, we hear people say tax benefit's the only reason. I say, well, think about it this way. What if you plan to have your child inherit your business, or you plan to hand over this business to your child down the road, but they get to work at a young age and realize that's not for me? Let's say you own a consulting firm, or let's say you're an attorney, or let's say you're a dentist and your child's working with you on age 8 and above, and they realize, I don't want to be a dentist. I don't want to be an attorney, but I do want to do this. Well, we found that out a lot earlier, and it allows you to do better succession planning within your business if you know that this is not the route your child's going to go down. Now, I will say this, when you hire a child at a young age, they might think that they don't want to do what their parents do, or they don't want to be a dentist, they don't want to be an attorney. So give them time. Don't just be like, oh, you worked in this business at the age of 8, didn't like it, so I'm going to move on from that. Their children are young. They're still learning. They're still getting a grasp on things. So don't take it to heart, but it is a great opportunity to start to feed that into, and this concept into, their life.
This episode is brought to you by Taxome. At Taxome, we understand that saving taxes can be complex and overwhelming for business owners. That's why we're here, to be that tax strategist in your back pocket, ensuring that you pay the least amount in taxes as legally possible. With Taxome, you receive a tax savings blueprint tailored to your business needs, unlimited access to our team of tax experts, and an annual one-on-one live consultation. You'll also have access to our comprehensive training with videos, downloads, templates, workbooks, guides, and so much more, along with our monthly live trainings to keep you informed and in control. Thousands of business owners across the country trust Taxome. It's time you did too. Visit us now and take that first step towards paying the least amount in taxes as legally possible. There has never been a better time to join Taxome. Do not forget about our 30-day money-back guarantee. We guarantee that we will present tax-saving strategies that will, at a minimum, cover the cost of your subscription fee or your money back. This is your risk-free invitation to explore the benefits of Taxome membership and how it can transform your approach to tax planning and savings. Go to taxelm.com. That is T-A-X-E-L-M.com. Now back to the show.
Myth number 4 is that if you are an S-Corp, you can't hire your kids. Again, not true. Now, if you're an S-Corp, now we talked about this strategy. We talked about if you pay your child out of a sole proprietorship, you don't have to withhold for FICA taxes or federal unemployment. If you pay your child out of an S-Corporation, you would have to withhold for FICA taxes and federal unemployment. Now, those are business deductions for you, so you're still getting a deduction for those costs for that. Of course, the tax benefit isn't as sweet as it would be if you paid them out of a sole proprietorship, but just because you're an S-Corp doesn't mean that you can't do it. And within TaxZone, we talk about the strategy of setting up a family management company that wouldn't be a sole proprietorship and some of the planning opportunities that are surrounded by that. So even if you're an S-Corporation, you can hire your kids, absolutely, but if you hire them out of an S-Corporation, you would have to withhold for FICA taxes and federal unemployment. Now, they still wouldn't pay income taxes if their total income was under the standard deduction, but you'd have that FICA taxes, which is roughly 15%. Again, you're still getting a deduction for it. It's still a win from a tax standpoint, just not as big of a win. But as I mentioned, we talked about within TaxElm and various trainings that we do that you could set up a family management company that does services for your S-Corporation, and that family management company would be a sole proprietorship. And then we can pay your child out of that family management company. So there's some workarounds. Again, we got to dot our I's, cross our T's, and make sure we're doing things correctly. But absolutely, if you're an S-Corporation, you can pay your child. Now, there might be some ways that you can do it. There's multiple ways you can do it, whether that's straight out of the S-Corporation or utilizing some type of workaround for it. And the final myth that I want to talk about today is myth number 5. If your child is over 18, you can't do it. And I think this is one that comes to is so funny to me. Now, if your child is over 18, they turn more into an adult, more like a regular employee, where even if you're hiring them out of a sole proprietorship, if you're hiring them as a W-2 employee out of a sole proprietorship, ESCO, whatever it is, you'd have to withhold for FICA and FUTA, federal unemployment, and all those things. So you treat them more like a regular employee. But that doesn't mean you can't utilize this strategy. And we see this very often, especially when kids go to college. We look at this idea of saying, okay, now they're going to college. Can they be a 1099 contractor for your business? 1099 contractor means that you're 1099. Now, if you're sending your if you're sending your child a 1099 for the work that they're doing in your business, they're going to have to pay self-employment taxes on that. But as a 1099, they're running their own business now this time. And so you're going to have income and expenses and deductions and things like that you can offset. Just like we talk about for you in your business, now your child is a business owner and they can do for their business. So now we have to be careful. If your child acts, looks, does everything like a W-2 employee, you have to pay them as a W-2 employee. But oftentimes when kids are in college, they're just doing like side gig type work. And a very common one that we see with small business owners is where they're doing social media work for the business. And that very well could be a 1099 type agreement or relationship. And that is a beautiful thing where we can pay our child, let's say it's $10,000. We pay our child $10,000 over the course of the year, again, for work they're doing, everything else. But now they can offset a home office, technology related to that work, travel to visit their client. There's a lot of different opportunities where we can take that $10,000 in 1099 income and likely offset a very good portion of that through regular, valid business deductions. So just because your kid's over 18 doesn't mean that you can't utilize this strategy. The final myth, and this is just kind of an add-on myth that I had five, but now it's been coming to me as I've been doing this podcast, is the final myth is there's no work that I can find for my child to do in my business. Essentially saying there is nothing that I can even try to find my child to do in my business that would be reasonable and reliable and something that I can have them do. And I had a conversation, every time I have these conversations with a small business owner, I'm always able to find something that their child can do. Now, we might not be maximizing, we might not be paying them $13,000, $14,000, $15,000. We might only be paying them $1,000 or maybe $2,000 over the course of the year. But any little bit for a strategy that's relatively easy to implement if we're dotting our I's, crossing our T's, is going to help you. And so I have yet to find a business owner that after talking to them, we found out, yep, there's nothing your business can do. There's no way you can hire your child in your business. One of the best conversations I had was with an attorney. And this attorney said, Mike, I'm an attorney. There's nothing my child can do in my business. Like, he can't practice law. And I said, well, is it you have an office? Could they do some cleanup around the office? Could they do some lawn work around the office? And they said, well, I got people that do that. Well, do you need people that can do that? Can you make a little role that maybe this person, your child could do? What about social media? And he says, well, Mike, I don't do social media. I gain all my business from referrals. And I said, well, that's great. And that's awesome. But what would it hurt if you did some social media? What if you just put some blog posts up? You put some things on your social media. You put some pictures of your team. Is it going to hurt your business? It's never going to hurt your business, even if you don't necessarily need it because you have so much business from referral business. Having a social media presence is never going to hurt your business. And so let's start to dig and find ways and find opportunities that we can hire our child within our business. And within TaxZone, we have a full list of ideas and thoughts and different things that your child can be doing within your business. So all this to say, this is a strategy that I love. I think every single business owner should be taking advantage of it. If you qualify, then you have to do it right. You have to dot your I's and cross your T's. And I always say this, implementation is so key. Correct implementation is so key because you know what? You can take a completely valid legal deduction and turn it illegal by simply just having poor implementation. And so that's our goal here on our podcast in TaxZone is to help you make sure that you implement these things correctly. And we have a full live implementation where you could literally do this strategy live alongside us as we did an real life example for our members of TaxZone. So let's go way back to the beginning. Let's revisit this strategy, this idea, and how it works. First, hiring your kids is a way to potentially get a business deduction for things that you're already doing and your child not having to pay taxes on that income. If you pay your child out of a sole proprietorship, you do not have to withhold for FICA taxes, which is Social Security and Medicare, and you don't have to withhold for federal unemployment if they're under the age of 18. If your child earns less than $14,620.24, which is the standard deduction, they pay no income taxes on those earnings. So if you pay your child out of a sole proprietorship, you pay them, say, $9,000, $10,000, $11,000 over the course of the year, you don't have to withhold FICA taxes, you don't have to withhold federal unemployment, and they're under the standard deduction, so they have to pay no federal income taxes on that. This is a win where you pay your child, get a business deduction, and they pay no taxes on that. Now, one thing, key factor to think about here. You also need to look at your state standard deduction, because your state standard deduction might be lower. So although they might avoid tax on the federal side, let's say your state standard deduction is $5,000. Well, they might have a state liability depending on that. So just double check your state and kind of what those are for your state. The other thing is the details. They have to be, typically say, 7 or older. You have to pay them a reasonable wage for the work they're doing and the experience that they have. And they have to be doing actual work for your business. We always say pay your child into an account in your child's name, whether that's a checking account, savings account, a 529 account, a Roth IRA, whatever it is, pay your child to an account in their name. At the end of the year, prepare a W-2. Documentation is key. Have a job description. Have employment agreements. Track time. Have a sheet that tracks the time, the date, the hours, what they did, their payment, to keep proof of their payment. And also keep those W-2 filings on file. The myths that we talked about. It's not legal to hire your children, or it's a form of tax evasion. Completely false. We just talked about the way that we can do it. We have to be doing dotting our I's, crossing our T's. This is directly in the IRS code, this concept of hiring your children. You don't have to pay your, myth number two, you don't have to pay your children a real wage. False. You have to be, they have to be doing actual work. You have to pay them a wage that's reasonable for considering their age and experience. That's the key. Myth number three, tax advantages are the only benefit to hiring your children. Again, false. Think of all the learning and life opportunities that they learn now that they're working for a living, earning income for work that they're doing. Endless life lessons, not to mention getting to know you and your business, especially if they will eventually work in your business down the road or maybe even take over your business. Myth number four, if you're an S corp, you can't do it. Again, not true. Now, some of the benefits fall off if you're an S corporation, but there is a workaround for that. Myth number five, if your kid is over 18, you can't do it. Again, not true. If your kid's over 18, you can hire them as a W-2 employee. Again, those benefits drop off of the FICA and federal unemployment, but you could also pay them as a 1099 contractor if they qualify, and then they're going to have deductions to offset a lot of that income. And then the myth six that we kind of threw in there is that there's nothing in my business that my child could potentially do for me. This is a myth that I've heard from a lot of business owners that have debunked time over time. I sit down with them. I ask about their business. I start learning about their business. And every single one, I find something that their child can do in their business. Now, it might not be the full $14,000 or whatever it is, but there is something that their child can do in their business to start this process. Now, once we have this strategy implemented, there's things that we can do that even magnify it. Set up a Roth IRA for our child. Now that they have earned income, we can fund a Roth IRA. So many cool opportunities, but this is a strategy I think every business owner should be utilizing to some extent if you have children. Now, the key around the strategy is correct implementation. Dot your I's, cross your T's, keep that documentation on file, and you can bulletproof yourself, even if in the event of an audit, as long as you have the required proof, documentation, support, you'll have nothing to worry about. So hopefully this was helpful. Again, my goal was to help debunk some of the myths out there and just bring you aware of how powerful this strategy can be in your business. Now, if you want to check out a previous episode that we did, you can check out our episode that we did last November called The Untold Benefits of Hiring Your Children in Your Business. We talk more about the details, not necessarily the myths, but I wanted to set this up because since that episode has gone live, I've heard a lot of myths come out. I've seen a lot of myths around social media and different ideas and different things that are simply just not true. So hopefully this was helpful. Again, our goal is to help you pay the least amount of taxes as legally possible. And this is just one strategy in that tool belt. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next week.
This has been another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast. If you enjoy our weekly episodes, please leave a review and share with other business owners. You can find previous episodes and more information at www.taxsavingspodcast.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.